You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, 17th of February, 2017. See, I had to separate that.
You're losing too many.
Yeah. So yeah, it's February 17th, 2017, week 192 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for some Netflix recommendations.
What is on Netflix and what do you recommend?
My recommendation is Meat Eater, which I talked about last week.
Yes.
I actually finished the fourth season as well.
Ah, you found it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good show.
Nice.
No, I just need to watch
it. Did you ever find out if they're making more or if...
or if I could find one through three?
Yeah.
No. And I never texted any of my friends who are like very gun-toting since then. I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
But everything... with everything that's going on in the world, I feel like it's not a good time to talk to those people.
Scared with the reaction. You're like,
I'm going to sign you up for some Muslim registry. I'm like, oh, God. Did not think this was going to happen.
Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have asked them anything.
Yeah, I was like, can't this unify us? Great television. Can't it just unify us all together?
You would hope.
But no, didn't want to risk it. So, yeah.
I always wonder, like, the television, like, because you know how, like, a lot of, like, all the these Oscar movies and stuff are very, like, I feel like they're all, like, liberal-leaning stuff. Are there, like, conservatives that, like, they hate...
still watch it?
That still watch?
Yeah,
or, like, big fans of, like, the movie industry and stuff?
Oh, I think...
I mean, I know Clint Eastwood exists.
Oh, we didn't talk about, like, the Dear White People trailer. That caused a lot of controversy.
Oh, I didn't see it. What was the controversy? I didn't read about it either.
A lot of alt-right people canceled the Netflix accounts because they said, like, oh, if they made a movie called Dear Black People, it would be considered racist. But they're making a movie called Dear White People and no one considers that racist.
There's all these boycotts that they do, but they don't seem to do anything.
Yeah.
Like the Starbucks one or whatever the heck they won, they have every week or something.
Yeah, there's Starbucks. But now it's Nordstrom.
But that's a good sign, right? They're not a big enough group of people,
to, like,
right?
Affect Budweiser. Did you hear about that? The boycott Budweiser and they spelled Budweiser wrong in the
no.
hashtag?
Wow.
So...
yeah, but I'm like saying, like, literally, like, a lot of these companies freak out when it's something that, like
yeah,
liberals,
like
if,
Chick-fil-A.
If they're boycott, actually, that didn't do anything either. That's a good point.
Yeah, but I think they stopped funding those anti-gay charities.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it doesn't matter to me either way. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, good point.
I do miss their sweet tea and their waffle fries, though.
Mm. Yeah, but, like, most of the time, a lot of the times when they freak out, it's always, like, the other way. But when it's, like, there's a lot of these alt-right hashtags, and they're not doing anything.
Yeah, like, I don't... like, there's this coffee place I go to in Laguna Beach, and it's, like, super gay. It's, like, a super gay coffee shop. Like, everyone who works in there is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how gay is. Super...
how gay much gayer can it get?
You can't get much gayer. But then, like, I don't... there's, like, a few people I know who are, like... oh, I don't go there because it's full of gay people. And I'm like, good. It's crowded enough without you. Like, I always find myself waiting there anyways. So it's just like, it doesn't change the fact that they make, like, the best coffee in town.
Yeah. But it's just a good sign that there's not enough of those people to affect certain businesses.
Yeah. So
that's good.
What's a very conservative, like, Walmart does well no matter what, though.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you think Walmart can
do? But I'm saying they don't, like, there's a, like, nowadays a lot of people, when the internet goes crazy about stuff, they do, like, issue apologies and stuff. Like, it is weird how, like, they do stuff like that.
We are technically more than half of the country that voted.
Yeah. Well, only, like, 35% of the country voted.
So.
It's really not.
Yeah.
I think it's because that 60% they don't care.
Yeah. Well, let's go with your recommendation first, and then we'll pick up.
I will go Invincible. It is about a real life story about a dude who they had open tryouts for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he was just a normal dude working at a bar, and he made the roster, and then he was part of one of the craziest plays in Eagles history. And,
is that in the movie?
Yeah, it's in the movie. It's how they end the movie. So, it's a very, very cool movie. It's Mark Wahlberg's in it. He's the guy, even though he's a big Boston dude. But yeah, it's a really good movie. I like it a lot because my favorite team's the Eagles. Yeah. That helps a lot. But yeah, it's a really good movie.
Cool. On Netflix this weekend, Chef Table Season 3, Dragons, Race to the Edge Season 2, Kill Ratio, The Seven Deadly Sins Season 2. On episode, on the 19th, on episode 19.
You're losing it.
Yeah, I'm going, dude, I'm tired. Girl Meets World Season 3, Growing Up Wild, Teeny, El Gran Cambio de Violeta, and When Calls the Heart Season 3. So yeah, we're talking about, what were we talking about?
We're talking about,
oh, like liberals.
Oh yeah, when liberals make a fuss, there's more apologies issued. Yeah. Like they'll never, what were they mad at? Budweiser or Starbucks or any of those? Always forget what their
Starbucks was. It's a lot of them are misguided though. That's what I find.
Yeah. That's why
at least for the Starbucks one, because they said they were going to hire.
The Netflix one, like, there's no way Netflix would issue a statement, we're sorry, dear white people exist, dear black people would be racist. Like, this one should be racist too. or whatever. Like, it wouldn't be weird if they issued a statement like that.
But the crazy thing is, like, the dear white people commercial, all it said is, like, this is not an okay Halloween costume, and it was a person in blackface.
Yeah. That's
all it was saying is you're not allowed to dress in blackface.
Yeah.
And white people went crazy.
That's weird. Why do they want to dress in blackface so much?
I don't know.
Get it.
Costs too much in makeup.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I tried to talk to my coworker about it. He was white.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do you feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I get it. I get where they come from, because white people feel like they're always being attacked all the time.
But yeah. I'm like,
for good reason sometimes. But then it's like, why can black people dress in whiteface, but white people can't dress in blackface? And I'm like, maybe it's because black people feel like they have to follow this weird set of rules that white people made.
It's just, we're not there yet in the world yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, they want to jump to, like, a place.
They want to jump to equality. When, yeah. Like, equality is not in place.
Where it's like, it's not equality right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, they can't just force that. It's not going to work that way.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, why can black people say that word and white people can't? And I'm like, why do you care?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't understand that.
Because it hurts their feelings. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad.
Isn't that reason enough? Like,
I wouldn't be mad if gay people got, like, said their F word to each other. But if they feel like,
it wouldn't make me want to say it more.
Yeah. Just know that it hurts some people's feelings and that you shouldn't say it.
Yeah. That should be enough for people. Like, I don't know why people want to say certain things anyway.
Yeah. They're like, well, that's how we've always been saying it. That's their thing.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is why they. Yeah. People don't want to change. They're so dumb.
Yeah. Sometimes change is necessary, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's just older people, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be like, we don't want to change, I guess. At some
point. Eventually, when we're like, hey, we don't use computers anymore. We just use our brains. And I'm like, but I've always used a computer.
It keeps my brain. My brain's in the computer.
Yeah.
I can Google anything in it.
And like, but
Google doesn't exist anymore. What are you talking about?
We just use the search frame. Just use a search frame. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what that
Google
means.
I want to Google it.
Can I Google what search frame? No, their servers don't even work.
They went out of business.
And they're like, what are servers?
This old man's talking nonsense.
Lock him up and send him to the ill house. And I'm like, what's an ill house? And they're like, oh my god. Gloop, glop, gleep, glop, gloop. That's how they're going to start talking in the future.
Did we learn a new language? I in a coma for like 30 years? I really don't know what's going on, guys.
I'm like, when did all this happen?
It's like culture moves so fast. Last week it wasn't like this.
Can someone take this weird brown dude off set? He's like ruining this movie. And that's when I realized that I was just living in a movie, on a film set.
The whole time.
The whole time. That's an episode of the Twilight Zone if I ever heard one. But yeah.
There should be bizarro episodes of the Twilight Zone like nowadays where they're like off kilter. Like,
yeah. Black Mirror does that kind of. Like that white bear one.
Yeah. Yeah, was, like, kinda.
Where he found out he was in like with some weird
very similar
anti-pedophile. What was it? He was like a pedophile or something? Was he murder?
Which one?
The one where they like shame him. Like there's like all those people in the woods and stuff, and it turns out it's like this weird reality TV show punishment thing.
Oh no, that was where the woman, she like killed the kid or whatever.
Yeah.
With her boyfriend or something. But you like think she like, yeah, you feel bad for her, and then at the end you're like, oh, she's a terrible person.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what I think. I don't know.
That's
if
why I never save people when I see them in the street. I'm like, oh, they probably deserve it. They're probably for some elaborate prank, and they deserve it.
Wow. One way.
I'm just kidding. I never see people suffering in the street. It's weird.
Yeah, these are not in the street.
Yeah, I had this joke that I wrote last night. I was thinking of comedy bits, and I wrote one, and it was how I don't like to watch shows like To Catch a Predator.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I like to think that pedophiles look like monsters. And I don't like
normal people.
Yeah, I don't like finding out that they look like they could potentially be like my coworker.
Yeah.
That I could feel like I could beat up easily.
But you don't like.
I want to think that.
Aren't there like murderers in a lot of movies and television that always look like normal people, though?
Yeah, I don't like that. I like to think that my murderers look like monsters.
Yeah, that's the problem. Although there are a lot of murderers that look like monsters.
Yeah,
like serial killers. Don't they all? A lot of them look weird, don't they?
That's the mentality until like, what's his name?
Like, I'm not saying all of them.
That one dude in there, like, oh, he's so handsome. And then my mom got mad at me for being like, because I was like, seriously, this guy is who they said he was too handsome to be a serial killer.
Yeah,
and I was like, he looks ugly. Like,
yeah, like he doesn't look great.
And I was like, you want to know a good-looking serial killer? And I listed off, like, three serial killers. My mom was like, okay, this is weird. Like, this is
troubling.
Why do
you know all this?
And I was like, you don't have a favorite serial killer, Mom? And then my mom brought it up to my sisters, and little did she know, my sisters also had favorite serial killers. Mm. Well, not, like, favorite, but it's, like, the weirdest ones. I'm just fascinated by them. I'm just like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
And for mine, it's just irony is why I find it so amusing. Is because my mom told me stories about the serial killer when I was a kid, about how when she like moved to America, the serial killer was really crazy.
Yeah.
Like active.
Yeah, yeah, I think you've told me this.
Yeah. And then it turns out that they moved to a city where he like murdered his last victim.
So crazy.
So I think that's ironic.
Do you ever look about serial killers that they haven't caught?
No, that's horrifying.
Okay.
My grandpa used to do that in India because he owned a construction company. So he would always watch like India's Most Wanted, which had like the really crazy dramatizations.
Yeah.
And it was because he wanted to make sure he never hired one of those people. Because like they always show like the sketches.
Yeah.
But I never did that.
But how come like the most, like I can't tell if the most bizarre ones and crazy ones, because they catch a lot of the ones you think are the most bizarre and crazy. But like, is it only because they caught them that we know so much? Or is it like, are there crazy ones out there that they're like, we haven't caught Zodiac Killer, right?
Never.
And that's like one of the most famous ones.
Yeah.
That we know.
But he didn't do anything gnarly.
Yeah, true.
It's not like he like hung up these people and like let them bleed out.
True, but is there anybody like gnarly that's really famous that we haven't caught?
Jack the Ripper.
That's like way back in the day.
Yeah, but he would like slash their throats and like steal their organs and shit. Yeah. Like just leave them there. Black Dahlia.
So that's not the... Wait, Jack the Ripper, we don't know who that is?
No.
That's just a nickname?
Just a nickname.
They just killed Jack, they gave him a real name though. It's weird.
Yeah, they should have called him John the Ripper. That would have been so much better because like prostitutes and Johns.
Oh yeah, makes more sense. Huh?
That's what they should have called him. Huh? When
was that still a term back then? Johns.
I don't know.
That a more.
The why Jack? Oh, Jack is a nickname for John.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, like, Jack Kennedy.
Jack Kennedy.
Why is Jack a nickname for John?
Yeah,
I don't get that. But why is Bob for Robert? Who knows? I don't understand some things in life.
John is shortened already.
From Jonathan, exactly.
And Jack is no shorter than John.
Exactly. That's what I don't get. I don't understand. Oh, but we've looked this up before, have we? I'm getting like deja vu always, all the time. I'm like, this sounds way too familiar. Like we've looked up the origins of names somehow. Yeah. Like I try to.
Oh, John was once a generic name used as a generic name for English commoners and peasants.
Yeah, I think John's just a name. Like, if you're not default name, maybe kind of thing.
Oh, because in medieval Germany, the biblical name John became Jenkin, and then Jackin. Jack is shortened of that.
Okay.
And then the French use the name Jacques.
Jacques. All right. There's always an answer.
So I guess that's why they call him Jack the Ripper, is because John is like John Doe. They just still don't know who he is.
Yeah.
How creepy would it be if they called him John the Zodiac Killer?
That'd be weird. Would they? You think if they call, is there anybody? Did people get nick? Did any of these nicknames come about? And then they, that is that how it usually happens?
The nickname happens, comes up,
and then they catch the guy.
And then they catch the guy.
And then that nickname is what people know.
Yeah,
about
so
more.
That's why there's two.
Like,
Night
did
Stalkers.
Charles Manson have a name as somebody before they caught him, or was he just?
Oh, probably not.
He just never got a name.
But like the Night Stalker, who's one of my favorite killers, mm-hmm. is what's his name? Richard Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the time, they thought this other murderer was the same. They thought two murderers were the same person.
Oh, okay.
So they called them both the Night Stalker. And then it turns out it was more than one person.
Oh. How often do copycat, like in TV and movies, they make it seem like
it's a regular
thing?
Pretty damn
thing.
Often.
Really? There's a lot of copycats?
Yeah, because I know that was a big fear after Columbine was copycats, and they always like found them.
Yeah. I don't read enough about like what murder is going on right now, so I have no idea. Like I don't know if they keep it out, or if it's just rare. Or,
yeah,
I don't know. I never know what's going on.
Yeah,
because I know they don't solve a lot of murders,
which is crazy to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because in my head, like I think that one thing that prevents a lot of murderers from happening are the fact that you're going to get caught. Like there's so much evidence. Like you're
that's
just
what I'm saying. That's what I think TV, they make you think they catch them all. That way it scares more people because they're like, they're going to catch me because my DNA
but
is
But how many
there.
People do you think but don't I think commit a lot murder of, just out of fear that they're going to get caught?
I mean, I don't think most people
like
have
people
a tendency
like,
to murder.
Yeah,
no
like,
matter,
I would murder
if there were no
I
laws,
caught,
I don't think what? A lot of people would be murdering people. I don't think so.
Then again, that story from when I was a kid at Chuck E. Cheese, man. I wanted my mom to stab a guy over pogs.
Yeah, maybe if your base, if you were like weren't raised with...
Like not murdering.
Yeah. And then there's always it only takes one person to be like causing danger, and then you're like, oh, to defend myself, I'll murder
yeah, like
a lot of people.
What is it called? Like the broken window theory?
What's
like,
the thing?
If what there's is it? Like, if you're in a city and there's a broken window... A broken window is all it will cause, or all it will take to, like, ruin a city.
Yeah.
If you don't fix that broken window. So, like, it's, like, the same thing, right? If you, like, if one person starts murdering people and keeps doing it.
It's true. It only takes one person for, like, everything, which is crazy, because then everyone just becomes paranoid and, like, can't trust anybody.
Yeah. That was another joke I wrote the other day, was... What was it? It's like, I like going to the gun range and shooting guns,
mm-hmm.
but the only thing preventing me from owning a gun is I don't want to be a gun owner. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be considered.
As a connotation
like,
of
yeah.
a gun owner.
But I love shooting guns.
Yeah.
Because shooting guns is a blast.
I get what you're saying.
But I don't want to be considered a gun owner because I don't think I'm.
Yeah, that's with like a lot of things that have just like labels to them.
Yeah.
It's like liberal has a weird label, but it's like, I believe in a lot of this stuff, but like liberal, no, I don't want to be liberal.
Yeah.
But it's like with anything, anything that has a bad connotation, I guess.
Because I don't, well,
it's like racist people. They're like, I don't want to be called racist.
I'm anti-Semitic, but I don't want to be considered racist.
I'm on the same, I agree with the least racist people, but racist, no, I'm not racist.
Yeah. It's bizarre,
so,
man.
It's exactly like gun owner.
Yeah.
Right? That makes sense.
Like, shooting a gun is such a great feeling, but
yeah,
everything that comes with gun ownership is horrifying.
Yeah, I think people agree guns are fun. I think I don't know. Are anti-gun people think guns are fun? I think so.
I don't know.
or they wouldn't admit it, maybe.
But. Well, it's weird. I was thinking about that, too. Was like, well, I was talking to one of my friends. We were talking about how, like, suicide is illegal.
Yeah.
I was like, it's weird how, like, the people who were making laws were like, hey, you know what we should make illegal? Killing yourself.
Yeah.
But what about, like, guns? Like, someone else says, like, hey, but we're not done talking about guns. I'm like, no, it's fine. We'll figure it out. But let's really just talk about how people can't kill each other. Or kill themselves, I mean. And then it's, like, weird because, like, the gun, by design, if it doesn't, like, destroy something or, like, break something, you're using it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it is very hard
to
ruin, like, to not use a gun, like, to destroy stuff.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Like, that's its only purpose.
Yeah.
Is to, like, end, either, like, injure
or break. Injure. Like, nothing's, like, a light. Kill.
Yeah.
If it didn't miss.
Or like you somehow missed and then something else got hit.
Yeah.
Really
and
then hard.
That took the damage.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, something's taking the damage.
Unless you like shoot it at an angle and then like the bullet like slows down and like hits someone in the head and they're like, ow.
Yeah. Somehow it's like in the sky or something at a specific angle.
Or you shoot out like water or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And then it goes.
But for the most part, it's supposed to cause danger. And they're like, yeah, let's not make any more rules on those.
No.
But let's talk about killing yourself and how if you fail your life's really going to be tough.
That's a lot
you.
Of the government, all these laws, they're a lot there to distract us. They're like, we're getting stuff done, we're doing laws. It's like, but you're doing dumb laws that we don't need.
Yeah, because then I was starting to think about it and I was like, well, with like suicide, you're telling me that like no mentally sane person has ever been like, you know what, I'm done and commit suicide?
Of course that's happened.
Yeah, but then is that considered, then would you consider that person mentally sane if they took their own life? Because some people say that, like,
well,
the fact that you even attempt to take your own life proves that you're insane because that's going against, like, all your primal, like...
Yeah, but there's, like, what... No, because, like, there's reason... Like, maybe I'm in pain. Maybe, like, something emotionally happened.
Yeah,
I guess
then,
in that sense, you could say you're, like, emotionally
destabilized
and you see hope for them
recovering,
and that's a
but then
reason.
That's also really shitty to do as an outsider, to be like, hey, it'll get better, guy, because then you're like, well, you know what, like, let's also punish people who quit video games too early, you know what I mean, like it's kind of it's like the same thing.
Well, that's a lot different. Well, that
because one's less important.
One's a life, one's just a hobby.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's all the person is doing, is like they're giving up sometimes. Like, you know what? Sometimes people give up.
Yeah, but it's like,
like, are you also going to force someone who's in who signs up for a marathon to keep running?
No. Those are activities. One's like,
maybe I just view life as an activity.
All right. Some people don't do any activity in life, though.
Yeah. And they should be able to kill themselves then. If the guy's in like crippling debt.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Like, there's no way I'm going to get out of this. Or blah, blah, blah.
That's a scary thought to think.
Someone's going to stand there and be like, hey, you can't kill yourself. That's crazy to me. Because also, why would you create a law that's impossible to enforce?
I don't know.
Right? Like,
how did they enforce it? Like, attempted? Is that how they get you?
Yeah, like, that's the only way they can get you is after the fact.
It's attempted.
Or, I guess, like, there's preventative measures. But they don't enforce, like, the buying of rope or, like, chemicals that much.
Yeah.
You just can't kill yourself with a gun because they're like, hey, have you been depressed? And, like, if you answer that honestly, all I'm saying is, like, it's... Like, I think when you go in to buy a gun, they should bring in, like, your best friend or... Like,
yeah,
a confidant.
Like, how's this guy doing? You should have reference.
You should need a few personal references on that sheet and be like, hey, has this guy talked about, like, killing himself?
Yeah.
But then the fearsome thing is...
But then one guy's like, I'm just a loner. I like to live isolated.
Yeah, then that guy should not own guns.
But
because,
what
like,
if he's just like a hunter?
Protecting?
No, not protecting. He's like a hunter. He's a hunter. I guess he's a hunter.
Yeah, but I feel like even hunters... Like, develop communities. You should be required.
I know,
there
but there's
like
some
a Boy
dude
Scouts.
Who's living in the woods.
There should be like a Boy Scouts for gun owners, where if you have no friends, you have to sign up to this stupid group.
Oh, you got to do meetings. Yeah, I agree with that. Do meetings.
Like, yeah, because talk about what you hunted. You don't have to talk about, like, how you feel or anything, but just be like, yo, I've been thinking about going hunting.
See, that's why on the surface, they do a lot of bad things, but like the NRA, like on the surface.
Yeah.
Like I assume people in the NRA, how many of them are kill people? I doubt that many, right?
I don't know.
Like I feel like if you're in the NRA.
You've definitely thought about it.
No, I feel like you're in a group and you're like, I don't know, this is just a conjecture. Yeah. But I assume if you're like connected to it, you're less likely to kill
But somebody. How many NRA members do you think are active going?
I know, that's the problem.
Like, do you think they even have like NRA meetings?
To sign up for the NRA.
Yeah, I think it is.
But anybody who's actively, maybe they're crazy. I don't know. I just think the more connection you have to it, the less you likely you'd be. But I don't know how the mind of some people work.
Yeah. Anyways.
So.
Is that Freestyle Friday? Did we already start?
Kinda.
How was your week, man?
Super Bowl. I watched Super Bowl.
Nice.
Ate some food.
Nice.
It was good. It was a crazy game at the end. Then I just worked all week. It was raining.
Yeah.
Most of the week. Really nice day today, though. It was sunny. But yeah, I didn't really do much else. Went to Spectrum last night.
Nice.
Just grabbed a couple drinks.
Cool.
Oh, we went to that Cappuccino
nice
place. That was the first time I drank there. We went to the brunch there that one time, mm-hmm. right? That place is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got this like cheese and meat plate. It was good.
Nice.
Pretty much it. Didn't really do much.
Nice.
What are you up to?
Went to work.
Mm-hmm. Is it raining here? It was raining here too, right?
Yeah. Not too crazy, but some days it was raining a lot during the day.
Yeah.
Didn't really do much, just worked. My parents left on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all home alone, which is nice.
Alone.
That Wednesday night, I went and got ramen from Whole Foods and they sold a gallon of apple juice in a glass bottle for $7.
In a glass bottle?
Yeah, it's like a giant gallon bottle.
You like you carry that?
Like it has like a little hole that you like put your finger through.
Okay.
And you can carry
it. I was like, that seems.
It was very heavy. And then my coworker saw me there. Like, what are you doing over here? I was like, oh, I wanted dinner. Like, I wanted ramen.
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird. Because I was wearing, like, sweatpants and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much what I wore to work. I came home, changed into sweatpants, and then I was like, I'm going to leave the house again. And then Thursday, I ordered pizza because it was National Pizza Day.
Yes.
Hung out with Anna. We watched a bunch of Hot Ones episodes.
Nice.
Then Friday, I don't think I did anything. I started getting trained on to work with airlines at work,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. It's like crazy how much more work that is.
Really?
Yeah, but it's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Doing new things.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
And then dealing with like my stupid customer, which is like they're so dumb. It's unbelievable. It's
how some people get by. You never.
Yeah. Never. I was like, what's a school system in Singapore like to create these idiots? Because it was like, so they ordered this part. And then last year, we were dealing with the same vendor for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And their price went up like 10 cents last year
mm-hmm.
from like 60 cents to 70 cents.
Yeah.
And then overnight, it went up to 250 like on January 1st.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and it went to 4 week lead time. Before it was stock, now it has a lead time.
Yeah.
So I found this new vendor
mm-hmm.
that was charging 50 cents a unit.
Yeah.
So this, and we order especially out for the Singaporean sister company.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered it out for them. They finally arrived, like we ordered it in November, finally arrives last month.
Mm-hmm.
We ship it to them. This lady sends me an email after I found this new vendor. She's like, hey, we know you got a new price. Is there any way we can change this old PO from last year to this new pricing you're getting? And like from 60 cents to 50 cents, change it to from 300 units to 400 units. You ship us another 100 and issue a credit for the price difference.
Even though you already bought it for the...
Even though we already bought it for them and shipped it to them.
Yeah.
And this PO is from like August or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely not. Well,
that's not how it works.
I was like, are you crazy?
Yeah. Wow. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't even what would get them to think that.
I was like, when does that ever work?
Yeah.
I was like, we ordered it out especially for you. If we had it on stock or something, I would think about it.
Yeah, that's a different story. If we bought it at that price and had it.
But I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, you want more and you want us to issue a credit. You're crazy people.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I found you a person who the minimum order quantity is like down from 500 to 100.
Yeah. You should just be happy you're getting like, a better price now. Then, you could have like been done like the same price.
And then I told my coworker who used to handle the account and they're like, oh, I would have never told them that you found a new vendor.
Yeah, you should have just been.
I was like, you should have just taken the 250 because like we have a policy to only charge them 3% above cost.
Yeah.
She's like, you could have made your margins there. I was like, yeah, but I was worried about how much they would offer it to customers and not get sales.
Yeah. Yeah, because it jumped that much.
Because that's a huge increase.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like four times the amount.
Yeah.
That's quite crazy. Quite a jump.
So, yeah, that's work.
Mm-hmm.
Went to San Diego yesterday. Stopped by this coffee shop in Oceanside.
So you're only down there for like a few hours then?
Yeah. I came back up. Mm-hmm. I pretty much went there, had dinner, and came back up. And, I went to this coffee shop on the way down because there's so much traffic and I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Called Black Rock Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a drive-thru. It's in Oceanside. I don't know what exit it was. Okay. But really good. I was like, damn it.
Drive-thru, huh?
Yeah.
Only Starbucks had those.
It was like, no, it's like literally only like a shack.
Oh.
Like there's no like.
Hey, how'd you hear about this place?
I saw it on Yelp.
Okay.
Because there was a Starbucks.
You looked at it before? Or you...
Yeah, I just like swiped up and said, clicked on coffee.
Ah, got it.
And it shows all the coffee places. I'm like, oh, this sounds cool. And I saw that reviews and it had like 4.5 stars out of like 300 votes.
Ah.
And the local Starbucks had like 200 votes and it had less still. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, this is probably the place to be. And then I looked at some reviews and they recommended two different drinks. The Caramel Blondie and the Blackout. And the Blackout's like the hazelnut coffee and the Caramel Blondie is a caramel white chocolate mocha.
Mm-hmm.
Got mediums in both of those instead of like a big drink in either one.
Mm-hmm.
Really good though.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know when you're driving through Oceanside.
Yeah, when you're driving through Oceanside. I was tempted to stop on the way back up too. Mm-hmm. Then watched the UFC fight, then slept for like 12 hours last night. Woke up at like 11. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I always seem like when I sleep that long now, I always like am so disoriented when I sleep that long because I'm like, I never sleep that long.
Yeah, because it's already 5:30 right now.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? What's going on?
Oh, I have a bone to pick with the listeners.
Okay. What's the bone?
Someone contacted me this week.
Okay.
Saying, hey, my company's looking to do some promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we would be a good fit to do a giveaway in the LA area?
Okay.
And I said, honestly, no.
Yeah.
I was like, our listeners do not interact with us.
No. They're very, very isolated. I still like to think they're either being forced to listen in random prisons or they don't know what social media is yet.
Something like that.
Or we don't plug it enough to so, like, they're not on.
Yeah. So go to Facebook and go to Destiny Pizza and like us on there. I started posting again on there.
Yes. So lurkers. There are lurkers.
Yeah. So if you listen to us, go there or go on Twitter and tweet at us or say something, please. And then we can do giveaways. Because I was like, wait. Because she's like, do you want two movies, but it has to be used at this location in LA? And I was like, well, if you want to see me and Mike there.
That we're two. We can get we'll two people. We'll be there. We can get two people. We can't even get like people who would come on the show. To guarantee that they would go there.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
There's no
commitment from people nowadays.
I know. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that. Because I was like, damn, man. I was like, we could have done promotions. And then I was like, oh, you should just give these people the tickets to promote. And she's like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. And I was like, why am I doing your marketing for you? That's a question.
Exactly. That's questionable.
You should look inside yourself and figure this out. She's like, well, we might have a job opening. And I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
I was like, but no, I'm good. Got the podcast going.
Yeah. Got a good setup.
Yeah. What else? I've eaten. My parents have been gone since Wednesday. It is currently Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including today. I've had ramen 4 of those days.
Wow.
Pretty happy
with
myself.
That's a simple way to get some food.
Well, not like instant ramen.
Oh, okay. You always went to a ramen place?
I had fancy ramen.
Wait, at different places every day?
Well, 3 different places.
Okay.
Huh. So I'm pretty happy with myself.
All right. Some good stuff.
Yeah. I'm winning at life right now, I think.
Yeah. Can't go wrong there.
Except I'm pretty sure one of the coffees they gave me yesterday had real milk in it, and my body is destroyed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I swear I said almond milk and butter.
Didn't it not solve your milk problem? Your milk problem not get solved?
I ate a lot of weird stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
So it could literally be anything, and I'm just blaming this one coffee that if they used almond milk, it was the creamiest almond milk I've ever had.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Because one of them tasted like it was watered down, and the other one tasted like it was not.
So it was probably different.
So I think it was milk and almond milk.
Almond milk, yeah.
But
you can't be 100% sure.
Yeah, because I also ate this cheesecake that was almost... Oh, no, it was like a week old.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit too far for cheesecake if it's been in the fridge.
That may be.
And I ate a bunch of chocolate.
Cheesecake lasts, but not as long. Not that long.
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat the whole cheesecake. I only ate the whipped cream on it.
Uh-huh.
Which I guess that could have done it if I'm lactose intolerant, too.
True.
So, it was a... Because I wanted to taste the whipped cream to see if it went bad.
Now you got to eat one day at a time, each of those things.
Yeah, and see what happens. Because... I have my doctor's appointment this week, so that, I think I need to call and make sure.
Is this still on?
Be like, it was 2 weeks, right?
I set my calendar. You didn't contact me, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's cool, though. Work is crazy. Oh, I got AirPods. I don't think I mentioned it.
Oh, no.
I got my AirPods.
How they work out.
Amazing. I love them.
They can sense when they're in your ear, right?
Yeah. And if you have, and like you can connect it to your computer and your Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take one out while you're, like if you have both of them in and you take one out while watching the Apple TV, it pauses the movie.
Oh, whatever just you're one watching. Of them. Just one of them.
And when you put it back in, it starts it again.
That's pretty cool.
The only problem is I normally only use one earbud at a time.
Ah, can you change the setting then?
No. So what you have to do, what I normally do, is I change the setting where you double tap on them to either
play or pause.
Normally it's to call Siri, but you can change it to do play and pause. Mm-hmm. So I, at work, I have one earbud in and I change it to play or pause. So I just put it in and double tap.
Yeah.
And it starts playing again.
Hmm.
So that's nifty. I like it.
Are AirPods, are you able to use, would you be able to, like, say you lost one and you just want to use one? Would that be possible?
Yeah, you could still do that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter which one you lose, or are they all the functionality the same?
They function separately.
Okay.
But also together.
Yeah.
But apparently if you lose one right now and you go to Apple, they'll give you one.
Wait, if I tried...
They'll just like replace it for free.
Well, if I take one of them and then I give someone to someone, you wouldn't do this, but like someone else, it wouldn't work.
No.
It's like paired to something specific.
It's paired to my phone.
But it doesn't work. How far away can they be from each other to work?
Pretty, dude. Well, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know
across
that.
The room. Can I have an earphone and you have your phone and you play a song?
I don't know about that.
I'm just curious how far it would work.
I know I've left my phone downstairs on the couch in the living room and I've come up here and it's still played.
Is it like Bluetooth or is it?
It uses like this. It's Bluetooth, but it also uses like this W1 chip that Apple developed.
Yeah.
For, like a stronger stronger connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but then for things that don't have
that
chip.
Half ear one, half ear the other.
What?
Of something.
No.
I'm just trying to think weird things because I doubt you would use these. No, not functionality things. I'm just curious. Because
I think the case has Bluetooth and then the AirPods also have Bluetooth. But I don't think the case is necessary if you're connecting it and stuff. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And weird. Then you charge them?
In the case.
Okay.
Or with the lightning cable.
Do you charge the case too?
Yeah, you charge the case with the lightning cable.
Got it.
Which is the same cable you use on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for someone to develop a case, a phone case
with the,
that has yeah. that built in.
Yeah. Seems like the next thing.
Yeah. But that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Destiny Pizzas on Twitter, Destiny Pizza on Facebook. Go on Instagram. Throw us a couple likes at us. Comment on stuff.
Rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes. That's about it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.